call the meeting back into session, please, and we will move on to our next agenda item, which is the accountant job description, which Director Crocker.
Okay, this is an update for the accountant's positions, job description. It's required to be approved by council, so that's why it's coming to you. I gave you a copy of the job description with the highlights and the coloring that shows your changes. You'll note that these are pretty basic changes. The copy that's attached to the resolution is a clean copy, so they're both the same document, just one shows the changes that we've made so far, and the other one's a clean copy. The Finance Judiciary Committee reviewed this on August 5th and recommended that it be forwarded to council and approved. These are pretty straightforward updates. We deleted the reference to having a typewriter since we couldn't find one in City Hall. Also, the other kind of important things are that we removed human resource items that are on the human resources assistant's job description. So we do have a pending retirement, so that's kind of why the not really a rush, but anyway, getting this done. So if there's any questions, there's a motion to approve the motion. And I thank you for reviewing this item.
So
I did note that number 16 was like balancing. Rarely on a stool. Do they have to balance on a stool?
Sorry, balance what?
On a stool. I was just joking because it was. It looked kind of weird when you said it says rarely balancing and then rarely on a stool.
You know, I actually thought the same thing. Well, you say a stepladder or something.
So we just don't want them to do it rarely on a stool. We use a lot of time. Yeah.
Only
rarely on a
necessary.
I want to be there for that one.
No, you don't.
Okay. All right. Is there any questions from the council in regard to this? Any other questions?
I have a
good eye, Thomas.
Question. Just how many years has she been here? Is she retiring in how many years?
I'm thinking around 2006, give or take.
It would have been 2005. Because she was here when I came on board in April of 06.
Okay.
So it would have been 2005.
So I'm assuming somebody's going to do something for her.
I just want to say I appreciate all of her time here and everything that she's done. It'll be sad to see her go.
Yes.
But I don't see a motion to deny her retirement, though.
Well, this isn't about her retirement. It's just about her job description.
Oh, okay. So we still can not let her retire, then.
Yeah, we're still working.
So we do have resolution number 2 before us. Do I get to read that, or do you, can I turn you?
It's just you don't need to read the resolution.
Okay. I don't need to. Okay. So we have, what is the council's druthers on this?
I'd like to make a motion to, is it to approve just resolution number 2?
Mm-hmm. I'll second that.
Okay, been moved and seconded that we approve the resolution number 2 as presented. Anyone, no further questions, comments? Councilor Wells, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, and Councilor Leach, how do you vote?
Yes.
Councilor Washburn?
Yes.
Councilor Seneca?
Yes.
Councilor Thomas?
Yes.
Councilor Gamby?
Yes.
So it is approved unanimously, and we'll move on to the Municipal Judge Pro Tem appointment with Director Crocker.
Okay, so this is a request by Judge Weiss to update the Pro Tem's approved Pro Tem list. She wishes to add Kathy Aulet, who's a member of the Oregon Bar in good standing, and remove Michael Bergamini. And I believe that he has not been available, and that's why the change in the middle of the year. So a copy of the request is attached. pro tem judges fill in the event of absence or conflict of interest with our judge. Section 4.3 of her contract, which is also attached, specifies or talks about the detail of this requirement. So I gave you a motion to approve, or if you have changes, or I'm happy to answer questions.
Does anyone have questions for Director Crocker in regard to this?
And this decision, this was somebody that the judge obviously wanted, right? Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. We wouldn't know where to start.
Well,
someone she recommends.
Just checking.
Okay, so do I hear a motion in regard to this? Yes.
So this is actually a mayoral appointment with council approval.
Yeah. So oh, that's right. That's right.
First.
Okay, I will appoint, go along with Judge Weiss, and appoint, where is it? Kathy M. Is it Oliette? How do you pronounce her last name?
I don't really know.
O-U-E-L-L-E-T-T-E. To serve pro tem judge for the year 2021. Is that correct? Okay. And now I need the council's approval on this. On my appointment.
I approve.
Do I just need a vote or do we need a motion? I think that's what I thought I need a motion. So the motion's been made.
I'll second that motion.
It's been seconded and we will do the vote. Councillor Wells, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, Councillor Gemby?
Yes.
Councillor Thomas?
Yes.
Councillor Seneca?
Yes.
Councillor Washburn?
Yes.
And Councillor Leach?
Yes.
Okay. It has been, my nomination has been approved unanimously, and we will go on to our Revolving Loan Fund Committee appointments. And that, again, is me.
Can you go and pass these out?
Yes, please. My nominations for the Revolving Loan Committee are Kara McDaniel, Ethan Nelson, Craig Carpenter, and John Edwards. And I need y'all's approval on this. Yes.
I would like to see this changed where it doesn't come right at the end where everybody's term expires at the same time where the Revolving Loan Fund is just, it's left out in limbo. I think we need to change it where they stagger on appointments to this position.
It's not a standing committee, correct?
It's not one of your five council standing committees, but it is is its own committee established by a council resolution with its own criteria.
When was that established?
That's a good question.
I should have asked that before.
Yeah, it's been many, many years.
Okay.
Yes.
So how does the council wish to proceed on this?
Can I make a comment, Mayor?
Yes.
Just for general information for the council, the Finance and Judiciary Committee has this item that Councillor Washburn brought up on our agenda forecaster, and we anticipate beginning a discussion on it in the next couple months. Because the council consensus directed that to the committee to discuss that particular item, and we're looking forward to discussing it. So I think he's bringing up a good point, and I just wanted to let everybody know that is on the agenda to get discussed in the next few months, to begin that discussion, and then it obviously would come back to council.
It's actually scheduled for your next meeting.
Great.
So it would be
September.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of an aside, but
So it could possible you come back to us and at our September meeting to the council?
Yeah,
perhaps.
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 Depends on what the committee decides to do. I would say October, November, no later than I would think. You know, a couple of nights at the office will work through.
It's just my personal, I would like to get the revolving loan committee back up and operating. But it is up to the council.
So as far as what's going on tonight, I support the appointment that you're making, because then we have four people on the committee again. I just wanted to let Councilor Washburn know we are discussing that, and I think it's a great thing to discuss. And in the meanwhile, we'd have four people on the committee. So and Mr. Edwards is a longtime citizen of our town who has done a lot of things. So I'm really happy to see his name here. I think he'd do a great job.
Well, of course, naturally, as I just stated, I would like to see the revolving loan committee up and running, and then we could always consider what the committee comes back with as to far as, because I think you have a very valid point. In that.
Also, Madam Mayor, I'd like to see, if we're going to do this, I'd like to see us vote on each person individually instead of just lumping everybody into one. But also, I did not hear Cindy Montgomery's name brought up.
She was brought up at a prior meeting. And this is what I'm bringing forward, and as far as is what I have been told, that is part of my job, is to come back with names for the committee, and that's what I'm doing.
Yes, ma'am. I'm having a hard time with this because of the fit that was thrown the last time when it wasn't what you wanted, so it's been all cut out and brought in new people again, so I'm having a hard time even thinking I can vote on this.
Well, as I said, this is a committee that the mayor decides on who it is, and then I just ask for y'all's approval.
Correct.
So I'm sorry, I don't understand what the problem...
Because you didn't get the approval.
Yeah, I didn't get the approval, so now we're coming back to you with a different name, with different names and a different four people. So...
The others are the same, correct?
So how do we proceed? Do I ask for a vote? Administrator Canope? Or maybe our counselor, our attorney?
There's a motion attached to the AIS, and if no one makes that motion, then at this point that would die. And then at that point, you'd be aware you're at the same point you were last time.
Okay. So do I hear a motion to accept these four names?
So moved.
Is there a second to that?
I will second it.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded that we accept Kara McDaniels, Ethan Nelson, Craig Carpenter, and John Edwards as the mayor's nominations for the revolving loan committee. And now I call for the vote. Councilor Wells, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, Councilor Gamby, how do you vote?
Yes.
Councilor Thomas, how do you vote?
I guess, can I abstain from voting? No.
You're abstaining?
Oh, okay, I vote no.
No, okay. Councilor Seneca?
No.
Okay. Councilor Washburn?
No.
Councilor Leach?
No.
Okay. So the motion fails, and I will come back to you. Now we need to schedule a date to discuss the council goals and our 5, 10, and 20-year plan. And if y'all will look on your future agenda item, the forecaster, there is a calendar on the back of it that we probably need to have in front of us to see when you would like to. I would think this would be something that would take more than just an hour or two. So maybe looking at a full day, maybe on a weekend. How does our city administrator, Canope, would you agree with that statement?
If that's what the council would like to do, sure, I'd be more than happy to do so.
So I'm open for discussions, questions, statements, whatever.
Well, I think we talked about it at the, not too long ago, didn't we? And thought maybe it'd be a good idea to take a Saturday and get together and have lunch and visit and find out where we're all coming from for goals, what we'd like to see for the city. I'm open for any, doesn't matter. I'm there.
Yes, so. I realize that. That's the reason why I'm asking about when and the reason why I asked to have, get your calendar out so we could actually set a date.
The only thing I would say is I'm not going to be in town August 28th. Other than that, I'm wide open. Wife's birthday, so that's kind of
Well, I August think September. August is getting kind of filled
up
it's with
pretty filled up.
Other stuff. I'm looking at September.
I'm available in September.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any time. Any
so
Saturday.
Let's look at, okay.
I can't do it on the 18th of September.
Okay.
On the what time?
18th of September.
Okay, does anyone else have any Saturday in September that they have a conflict with?
The 4th.
Madam Mayor, I'm out of town on the 25th.
Well, it looks like the 11th. How about the 11th of September?
Or the 2nd of October? It's just a week.
I'm game. Whatever.
So it was suggested, I think I heard from Councillor Thomas, the 2nd of October or the September the 11th. So which one, what is the druthers?
This, Mayor, could I recommend we just earmark both of them? That way, just in case there's, you know, need some more time.
Sure.
Because this is, you know, you're talking pretty lengthy, big bite.
Yeah.
It might make more sense to reserve 2 days now that we know that are available just in case.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, we'll do looking at September 11th and October the 2nd. Councilor Wells, did you hear that?
Yes, I don't know if I will be back on the 2nd.
Well, we may have to put you on speaker again.
Yeah!
You'll miss lunch, Ken. Come on.
And we'll share your lunch between us, okay?
You can do that's great.
We're probably going to have ice cream sundaes and stuff like that.
Okay, so that is out. Now we'll go to the council agenda forecaster with Administrator Canope.
So the only change that I needed to make is on the September 28th work session, per the request of Councilor Washburn, the review of committee bylaws. It's a long time since the city's looked at that piece of code, and it's a great work session topic, and I just need to make sure that we had it on there so everybody was aware. Or is that on August? And I just missed it. Never mind. I retract all of that. It's getting late in the day for me. So it's already on there, on the August one, which is what I actually said. What I meant.
Okay.
So other than that, I have nothing to add to these.
So we're done with what you just said?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. All right.
Delete that all out. I have nothing to add, but if the council would like to make some changes, please let me know.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll move along to the committee reports, and we'll go first to the Public Works Committee, which is Councilor Washburn.
Well, as we discussed tonight, the three new wells, but also if everybody's looked down Front Street, you can drive down the street now very
yes,
smoothly.
Very nice.
And I've also known a lot of chip sealing being done in town. Bring the streets up to a lot better code and make them better. And I would say, I just want to say to Public Works, they did, you know, River, what is it? I used to call it Wildish.
Right.
Knight River.
Knight River.
Did a really great job on paving over that and doing it the right way.
Okay. We didn't discuss it, did we? The parking lot, the back here got paved.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that. The parking lot that got paved over here in the PD.
Yes, sir.
Where did that come from?
We spoke with Riverbend, and they had some extra asphalt, and they came in on their own time, and they repaved that portion that was going to be, that was falling apart significantly. We did have somebody that came in and seal coated it, but ultimately that seal coating would last only a very short period of time, and the parking lot would continue to chip away. And given that there truly is no money to allocated to do that, certainly within my budget, and that's not a street, they were willing to come in and donate that time and material.
And I guess that comes under the Public Safety Committee report. So, Councilor Gamby, do you have anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, that was...
Way to go.
That was... We didn't cover that in Public Safety because it happened, I'm pretty sure it happened afterwards, after the Public Safety Committee meeting, but Public Safety Committee, we're having some interesting discussions. We're enjoying them. This last go around, we reviewed a couple things, like parking on the wrong side of the road or in the wrong direction. And the police department went out and did some enforcement on that. There's several items that our committee has put on the agenda, and we're spending some time on them each month in the committee, and the discussion's very interesting. We're finding out a lot. The other thing that came up this last month that I thought was of significance was the intersections on the highway as it comes through town. Councilor Washburn brought up the question of people running those intersections and the safety hazard that creates. And we heard a report from the police department on some measures that are in place already and some prospective ideas for down the road. But it was fun to hear some of the technology that's already at play on those traffic lights and how that technology is hopefully going to help prevent serious accidents at the intersection. And then also to discuss as a committee a little bit about some other things that could potentially happen down the road, including the idea that came up that was most significant was motion sensor cameras on some of the traffic lights that could potentially ticket people. That's in the works, but it's an active discussion. It's very interesting, and if you got an hour or two free, you're welcome to come out and listen to the committee, or you could check it out online. The other thing is that we agreed as a committee to change our meeting date to the last Thursday of the month, so that we don't have the conflict with Community Services Committee that we're bumping into on that first Tuesday that we've been having that problem. So anyways, maybe I just told you more than you wanted to hear, but there's a little update for you.
No, appreciate all the info. And that meeting, so will be the last Thursday in August then?
Right. Okay. That'll be the first time we have it on that date.
Okay, thank you. Community Service Committee, Councilor Washburn.
We talked a lot about equipment purchase for the reserve park. That's a lot more money than we thought was going to be put out there, but it's something we've got to do. We've also talked about the Raintree parkland expansion, and we're still working on that really hard to try and figure that one out. Plus, if everything goes right, I'm looking over your corner, mm-hmm. Yes. We're going to have the pool possibly open by the end of, what did you say, September?
No.
August?
No. I'm hoping within the next, next week, maybe the week after, the guards have finished their training, so now we're...
And then maybe running it just a little longer than normal, just because we haven't had it open for a long time.
Unless we have a
snowstorm. People can enjoy it, if the weather cooperates, and I think it's going to. That's all I have.
Thank you. Now we'll move along to the Community Development Committee with Councilor Seneca.
So at the committee meeting, we talked a little bit about how the lights are up. They look great. I think we've gotten a lot of positive feedback on it. So we're moving on to the reader boards that we want to get at the each end of town as you enter into the city. And we had some pictures that we looked at of those, and we want to get that up and utilized soon, especially with our 150th right around the corner. We want to be able to, you know, start using that so we can put that up to let everybody know we've got a big event taking place next year. We're also... right now is a good time with Scandi Fest going on to see the downtown area, like how crowded is it going to be? Do we want to come back with planner boxes? And then what we want those to look like, if we even want to have those at all. And that's kind of where we left off with community development.
Okay. Thank you. And then we have Finance and Judiciary Committee with Councilor Gamby.
The only thing I wanted to comment on right now on that committee was that we took up the discussion regarding the donation policy that the council directed us to, and that discussion was very interesting. Director Crocker brought a significant stack of information for consideration in regards to what a donation policy would look like, and that discussion has been forwarded to the next meeting because the councilors on the committee had a few questions. So it was a great meeting again, very interesting, the information staff provided, and that is also available online if somebody wants to hear it.
Thank you, all of your committees. Appreciate your work and the time that you donate to do those. We'll go on now to staff reports, and we'll start with Public Works.
Well, as Councilor Washburn pointed out, Front Street was paved last week. Yeah, we moved on to some slurry sealing on 4th and Front. Public Works crew is currently installing a new sewer line in the field behind Christ Center. It was actually a lot worse than we thought it was, so that's a good one to knock out right off the bat. turns out a lot of that wasn't actually making it to the manhole, so
fertilizing the lawns.
Right.
We're appealed to a crane all summer.
Right. So that's got that one knocked out, or getting that one knocked out. Also. Scandi Fest is in town. I'm not sure if you guys noticed that or not. I've done a little bit the last couple days and previous week with parking permits and that type of stuff. Doesn't take up a whole lot of staff time, but it does. Other than that, we're getting wrapped up on the new storage building for the projects crew. Our hold up now is Pacific Power is... They're a ways out, and with this heat coming up, they might even be further out than what we anticipated. So, other than that, we're plugging along with the parks crew is getting caught up on a lot of maintenance, and getting the pool ready to go. Plenty of projects going on.
Thank you very much. We'll move on to public safety.
Nothing actually, other than we've taken the direction of Public Safety Committee's direction to enforce wrong-way parking, and our phone has not quit ringing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet.
As Sid smiles.
Okay, and finance and judiciary, Mike?
I'll just mention that, so I'm pretty busy with recruiting right now. We just happen to have several important positions. So we have the HR assistant position, the accountant position, and the senior center aide. All are in progress. Some of them, they have to go through the internal posting and then the external posting. So we're in the middle of all that. So a lot of applications to review and things. Anyway, it'll be good to have that all buttoned up and get new people in place.
That'll be good.
Thank you.
Yes.
Does our legal department have any comments you'd like to make?
The only comment is happy to be here. Carrie Connolly doesn't give up this chair very often, and when she does, sometimes it's not me, but I'm happy to be here and happy to help.
Well, welcome. Thank you for coming tonight. Appreciate it. And Jason, do you have anything you wanted to?
A couple of little things. I wanted to tag on to the Community Services Committee report. The committee is beginning the process to work through to update the Parks Master Plan, which is going to be a very big process. A lot of community involvement, should be a lot of fun, should be a lot of interest. It's been a number of years, 2008, I want to say it was the last time it was done, so it's definitely time to go again, and it'll take care of a lot of the parks design issues, planning issues, stuff like that. Did hear from let the cat out of the bag. We have heard from the Senior Center Advisory Board. They are looking to try to get their programs back started again. There was a little confusion over staffing. They seem to remember that it was full-time, but it's really not. So, but either way, we're recruiting. We did reach out to the previous employee, but she has found work elsewhere. So I don't know if the council remembers, but we had just brought someone new on board, and then COVID hit. The center closed their program, so we laid that person off. And so as part of starting things back up, we reached back out to her first to give her the first bite of the apple. So should be interesting. You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens with the senior center and its programs. You know, right now, volunteers are still kind of difficult. We've been experiencing that a little bit at the library. You know, people are still wanting to volunteer, but it's in a lot less than it was before. So it should be interesting to see what goes there. We're looking forward to helping them get their feet back off the ground and hopefully go back to having a successful program. On the internal services side, we are moving forward with some roofing projects for the community center. There's some roof leakage issues that we want to get addressed. Wasn't the world's greatest design. It's not on the flat roof. It's actually on multiple peaks, believe it or not. So we're working on getting that one done, a couple other of older roofs. IT stuff we're going to be bringing. Unfortunately, I was going to go to the last F&J, but I didn't have all my information together. That's what happens when I go on vacation right before the committee. I forget things. But in September, we're going to be going that way, looking at bringing on a different firm to help us out. That number one is much more local. They're in Eugene, and they have a little bit different approach. Ironically enough, the guy that's the number two guy for this company was actually part of the company that originally in 2006, when I came on board, was actually providing IT services to the city, but then that company got gobbled up. But now this guy has formed a different company, and you know, anyway, so it's kind of small world there. It was kind of nice to see. I didn't have to explain everything to him because he already knew, because we haven't changed that much in the last 15 years or so. Other than that, I just want to say I really appreciate seeing what Public Works has been doing. I know for Director Capping and I, this has been kind of a long road to getting a project crew out there and getting more specified to be able to do more of this in-house work instead of having to farm everything out. So it's really nice to see the summer what they've been able to do so far. And that's all I got.
Okay. We'll go to the previous month's expenditures, and I assume that would be Director Crocker.
This is actually time if the council has a question.
Yeah.
No. I haven't seen any for the month of August. July. So it's probably in my box.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Okay. I'll give it on the way out.
I don't have anything.
Okay.
Anyone else? Okay. Sometimes for the councilor's comments, we'll go with Councilor Wells.
Thank you, Mayor Bagsy. First of all, I want to say that we have another full agenda tonight, and I thought that we had a lot of good topics, and I thought we covered, as a council and staff, a job well done. But I do want to look back at our prior meeting, and I just want to say, when I decided to run for to be a councilor in the city of Jefferson City, one of the reasons I picked to do that was because of some interactions at one of our former council meetings where there was some terse conversation between councilors and councilors and mayor, councilors and staff, and councilors and citizens. And I guess just what I want to say is, I look at all of us and how our last meeting went, and I think we let everybody down. And I'm saying that including myself. We all have to work together, but we have to remember we have to respect the input of everybody. And I just couldn't let it go by without saying something, because we're better than this. And I promise to do my best to present in a positive manner, like I should be doing. And so with that, thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Wells. We'll go to Councilor Gamby.
I actually have a little bit more I wanted to say about the Public Safety Committee. So this was just really interesting to me. So I don't know if you guys know, because I didn't know. Maybe everybody already knows. But we actually have, on the intersection at 18th and the intersection at 1st, we actually have technology on those lights that calculates the speed and mass of the vehicles approaching town at a high speed. We don't have that at 10th and 6th because through town the traffic is going slower. But where we're coming off the 55 mile an hour, the traffic light is actually set up to calculate if the vehicle's approaching, it can stop in time. And if they can't stop in time, if it follows its normal cycle, that it's already figured that it will adjust itself and give that truck, or you were really talking about big trucks, big semis, it will give it more time to slow down. That's amazing technology that we heard about. And it certainly has the aim of preventing a semi from slamming through the intersection at 1st or 18th and hitting a car or a pedestrian or something like that. Another interesting part of that is that we're one of the only cities in Lane County that has that technology on our traffic lights. And that's due to the work of our staff in our town, which I think is tremendous, because they knew about things and they went out and they talked to ODOT, and they, in some cases, instructed ODOT about the technology that's available, and ODOT came out and put in that technology. I just thought that was really neat. I went out and I looked at the traffic lights and the intersections, and I took them in a whole new appreciation. And I think it's neat that that technology is available out there, but also that it was brought to our city by our police department. I appreciate Councilor Wells' comments. I think that's interesting. In regards to the last meeting, I'm certainly not perfect in any means, in any shape of the form. I left the meeting with a little different perspective, though, and the perspective I left was that we had a good American discussion. And I don't expect anybody to agree with me, but I think, like, tonight we come to the council and pretty much we agree on everything, and it's almost unanimous across the board. But some meetings we're going to actually have to represent the citizens of Junction City, and councilors are going to have to represent different parts of the citizenry, because all 6,000 citizens do not think the same. That's why we have 6 councilor spots and a mayor spot. So I don't expect in any shape or form to represent all 6,000 citizens. I think I represent about 1,000 or 1,200 of them, you know, and I expect the other councilors to represent other portions of the population. So sometimes we don't pass things, sometimes we do, sometimes it's unanimous, you know, and I think that's super American. I think it's really important that we have good, heartfelt discussions on items that are of we have a conflict about. And at the end of the day, we can shake hands and respect somebody else's opinion, even if we didn't vote the same. So I appreciate the good discussions we have, whether it be on the revolving loan committee or in our committee meetings on the donation policy or anything. I just think a good, heartfelt discussion is how we best represent the citizens of our community. And after the meeting, I don't have anything negative. I don't feel any negative emotions towards anybody else just because we voted differently. I just feel like that's just the job of a representative, to represent different parts of the group. So I concede the balance of my time.
Thank you. Councillor Thomas.
Well, thank you. So I have a question for you. You're the only committee on public safety that do not allow our citizens to speak during a committee meeting. And I was wondering if you would consider changing that, because I have heard people that have had good things to say when I've sat out there in the audience, and we should make it for all of our, since we're representing the public, to at least let them put their input onto our committees, which would maybe save something down the road before it goes to council or doesn't go to council. So,
may I respond to that?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing to discuss, and it's on our agenda. We actually have that topic coming in the agenda forecaster to discuss some committee bylaws and some rules for the different committees. I love that discussion, but I'm not going to discuss it in like off the cuff. I like to actually bring all the information before us and actually have a good discussion that we're focused on, rather than try to respond off the cuff to a comment that somebody makes. Because a lot of times when we respond off the cuff, we're wrong because we don't have all the information. So I'm super happy that the topic you're referring to, Councillor Thomas, is on our agenda forecaster, and it's going to be discussed on our committee. And I'm anxious to discuss it and actually give it, you know, my full attention and have that discussion and come to a conclusion that we, you know, we all feel good about, or at least that we've all voted on.
Well, yeah, but like I say, every other committee, we allow people to speak. So I just felt like it just felt a little, a couple of people that were here were feeling very, as taxpayers, that they should be able to at least voice their opinion, because that's something we're going to be working on later with whatever we're discussing.
You have anything else to answer, to add, Councillor Thomas?
Oh, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. I think we need to encourage those people that you're talking about to contact Councillor Gamby or myself if they have a question or a problem or anything. So next time you hear somebody like that, please tell them that we're always, all of us, and I think I speak for Councillor Gamby as well, and the staff, we're always here to serve the citizens. So ask them to contact one.
Well, I understand. I'm just saying that it's the only committee where they're not allowed to give public testimony or ask a question or state a statement.
And Councillor Seneca, do you have any comments?
I do. I guess I'll start a little bit with, I guess, what's been said already tonight from the everybody else that's talked. You know, I encourage the public to be a part of our meetings. We have a member from the public here tonight, and just one still hanging with us.
Bless your heart.
I thank you for.
I'm retired.
So great. I thank you for sticking it out. I hope you have something to say. Since you've been sitting here by yourself, you deserve to say something. But, you know, I like to, at my committees, encourage the public to be a part of the committees. Oftentimes, we've had these meetings and nobody comes, nobody calls in. And so I want to keep them exciting so that people are interested in what we're doing, what plans are going forward. With with that, I like to hear what people have to say, and I want to be able to answer questions if I can. I'm okay saying, you know, I don't know where we need to find out, and we'll get back to you or come to the next meeting. You might have to ask us again because it's been a month, but, you know, hopefully we'll be able to have some answers because I don't want anybody to feel like we're not listening to them. It was brought to my attention after the last meeting that there may have been some community members that were not happy with me after a particular vote. And it was brought to my attention that they felt that maybe I had committed an ethics violation, which was concerning to me because if I have done wrong, for those of you who know me, I'll be the first one to step up and say I've done something wrong and I need to make it right. So after this was brought to my attention, I immediately reached out to the city to find out if I had done anything ethically wrong or something that I shouldn't have done, because one, I want to own it, and two, I want to make it right. And then if that were the case, I would have apologized to the community for doing that, to the staff, to the other counselors. But I immediately partnered with the city, who partnered with legal, and I also called the ethics committee or commission, called them, and I let them know what happened and what I had done, and just for what it's worth, they told me that there was no ethics violation that had taken place. But I'm bringing this up, maybe throwing myself under the bus a little bit, because it is important to me what the community says. I want the community, they voted for me to be here. I represent them, and I want them to know that I'm listening to what they say, and that I will respond appropriately when something's brought to my attention. I could have sat here tonight and not said anything, but I, you know, nobody's here in the room that I know that was a part of feeling that way. But I want, if anybody is listening, to know that this position is important to me. I do have the city's best interest at mind, and I want to continue to represent the community on a good note and a good level, and I want to continue to have support from the community too. So I don't have any problem with anybody ever reaching out to me. I'm okay answering questions. You know, if you're happy with me, I appreciate a response. If you're not happy with me, I appreciate that too, because I feel like, you know, I need to know, and then I need to address it if necessary. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Councillor Sandoval. That had to be hard. Thank you. Councillor Washburn.
Well, I have two things. First off, didn't we order some new banners to be flown out in the street? When the gentleman came in, we looked at different colored ones. Are we still working on that?
I would have to reach back out with him to see on that, but I don't recall off the top of my head. But yes, that was with the Energizing Junctions.
Yes.
UJC.
Okay. Yeah. And the only other thing I've got is to remind everybody, we got it in our packet at the last time from the Scandinavian Festival on Thursday at 9:30 to meet at Washburn Park to walk down for the opening ceremonies for the Scandinavian Festival.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Councilor Leach.
I would just like to say that it's a privilege working with these councilors. I appreciate what you said, Andrea, and it's really tough. 50% are mad at you and 50% like you. It doesn't matter. You do the best you can. I appreciate staff. I appreciate Mike. I know how much I love your finance meetings. You do a great job, and I really do appreciate it. I go to all the meetings because I want to know firsthand what you're discussing and what's going on, and I think it's really important. This is a great job. I love this city. I work hard for this city, and I want you all to know it. I agree with Sandy, and I agree with Andrea, how important it is in committee meetings for the audience to be able to speak. Sometimes they have small gripes or they have small problems, and if they can just talk, that's all they want to do is just talk and have somebody pay attention to what they're saying, pay attention to their problems, and are happy to hear from anybody sitting up here, I'm sorry you're having problems. I will, if I don't have the answer, if nobody on the committee or the staff doesn't have the answer at that time, it's real easy to say, I will make sure that you get an answer. And they appreciate that. And sometimes in a committee meeting, if you can talk, it stops there. The question is answered, you deal with it, and it doesn't come to council and sometimes drag out when it isn't necessary. People are very uncomfortable and nervous to come to a council meeting. They don't know we're really nice. And so in a committee meeting, it's a little bit more casual, more relaxed, and they feel better about speaking out. So I agree with both the other ladies. Again, thank you to staff. I know this has been a pain in the neck through this COVID stuff, and it sounds like it's going to get even more fun. So thank you. I appreciate being here, and I appreciate the staff.
Thank you. And our audience of one, would you like to make some comments?
Yes.
Yay!
I'm
timing,
so I step
of course.
Up but... there. My name's Joe Dodd.
Yeah.
I've owned a beauty shop here in town for 50 years.
Yep.
And 22 years, roughly, 21 years ago, my husband retired. And so downtown, I was a regular, as you know, buzzing, wheeling, going thing. And but I didn't want to quit, so we turned our garage into a legal, inspected, professional salon for two. One coworker came with me, but I was on committees then. I was on the chamber board for a while. I was on a city council street thing and always been involved. And my thing was to, my retirement was just getting off of committees. Because when you own a business and you've got community stuff and state stuff for the profession and everything. So, and then I come through cancer wonderfully. I'm so thankful. And I'm strong enough to, I think, come back, and I still have a salon, small salon. And this is what I found, is somebody will come in and they'll say, do you know they're gonna do so-and-so? And I'll say, well, what do you know? Well, they don't know. Well, come to find out, it has not, and if they could come, I was surprised I'm the only one here tonight. Years ago, there'd maybe be 7 or 10, or there are a few. And this is all I want to do is come back, get to know you, know how we're functioning. I'm proud of every one of you. I've been where you've been. And so it's a lot of work and time and commitment. And I was just making notes in time. I may address you one way or the other with some questions. But I grew up in Harrisburg, been here for over 50 years. So it's just, I love the town, you know. I go back to Joe Brown and the Moys and way back. Thank you for...
No, thank you for sticking with us. Appreciate it. My mayor's comments, to ask everybody to go out and enjoy the festival. And if you think about it, maybe wear your name tag so maybe somebody will come up to you and ask you questions about what's going on at City Council. Okay. It's a good way of getting the word out. And I also want to thank the council for giving of your time and your expertise and putting your own personal agendas aside and meeting what the needs of our growing city are. And for that, I will declare this meeting closed at 8:15. 9.